And here he is, everybody's favorite blogger from CanadianThinker.com. Freddie P is in our midst once again. Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, MacArthur. Good to be with you again.
And this week, you want to riff a little bit on the debacle that is the Commonwealth Games.
Well, you know, and not just because it's in India this year, in Delhi or New Delhi, and the mess that's become with the athletes' village and the disorganization. Just in general, you know, I think I've been on your program before and said, listen, I'm not a fan of the Olympics. I just think the Olympic movement is, well, I mean, besides being corrupt, just a waste of time and money these days. And now we look at the Commonwealth Games, really, who cares and who are we holding these for? And as bad as the Commonwealth Games are, I mean, we have the Pan American Games, which are coming to Toronto. To me, it's just a big yawner, the whole deal.
Yeah, I can prove to you that the Commonwealth Games mean nothing in one simple question. Name for me your favorite Commonwealth Games moment.
I can't. Yeah. And I can't name you an athlete, and I can't tell you an event that I'm looking forward to. You know, and those who support the Commonwealth Games, it's usually from the inside that, you know, this is the last big meet before London 2012. Well, you know what? I don't care about London 2012. And listen, I don't want to leave the impression that I'm picking on Delhi either, which, again, has been a huge mistake. Remember, these games, Delhi was right there in the running with Hamilton, and Hamilton lost out. And, you know, it would be easy to say, too bad they hadn't gone to Hamilton. But look at the way Hamilton has argued over the Pan American Games Stadium. What kind of a debacle would it have been if Hamilton had got these games? How much money would they have lost, and how much controversy and infighting there would have been?
Sure, yeah, maybe they were really winners by being losers in all of this, but do you think the Canadian team then and Canadian officials obviously made the wrong decision in deciding to go because it was up in the air to the last minute due to the condition in the athletes' village?
Well, listen, I'm the first one to admit that often the media can overplay these issues. I mean, I'd really have to be over there and have a look, and, you know, and then the word intolerance would have raised its ugly head, I'm sure, if we decided not to go. I'm sure there would have been some cultural issue brought into the issue, so to speak. So they pretty well, given that the story broke about the horrendous condition of the athletes' village so late and so, you know, just prior to the games, they pretty well had to go, I guess.
Which shows you again that the Commonwealth Games really don't matter, that this story really didn't make headlines until about a week until the games were being held. Could you imagine if the Vancouver Olympic Village was in that state of disrepair?
Oh, no, exactly. It would have been, that would have been huge, 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 huge news around the world. But, you know, India is a third world country. In some respects, no disrespect, it's a little easier to believe that than it would be that the same thing happened in Vancouver in a country like Canada.
Sure, yeah. I'm willing to bet this is the first sort of a worldwide games, be it the Olympics, the Pan American Games, or here the Commonwealth Games, where the athletes aren't getting it on. I mean, who can find any romance in that sort of setting?
Oh, I know. It's quite sordid. Although, MacArthur, you know, bathroom sex is, it happens. People do it. I don't know who. But I will say one thing. You know, I've always been an advocate, and I'm not against track and field and the sports at international competitions like the Commonwealth Games and the Olympics. I think each individual sport should have its world championships. That way people can gather at a much reduced cost, and we don't have the political and, social baggage that the Commonwealth Games and the Olympics carry with them.
Not a bad idea. Here with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Also, actually, today it is, Fred, David Chen goes to trial. He is the Toronto shopkeeper who is charged with forcible confinement and assault after he collared a guy who allegedly stole $60 worth of plants from his shop in Chinatown. If you remember, Chen attacked this guy out on the street. What side of the debate are you falling on here? Is this just vigilantism and needs to be punished, or do you think that this guy did what was right, David Chen?
Well, listen, who can argue with what he did? I mean, there's a guy that works hard, probably puts in hours, ridiculous hours, running his store, and some punk or some thief comes along and takes what is not his. So from that standpoint, it's, yeah, go get the guy and beat his head in. However, in this situation, it wasn't during the act of the crime that he did his citizen's arrest or went after this guy. It's when the guy actually returned to the store sometime later, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. What if he made a mistake, MacArthur?
Well, exactly. And I think it was incumbent upon Mr. Chen, if he thought that this was the guy, to get a hold of the proper authorities, not take the law into his own hands.
You know, in a movie, it's a great story. It's actually the guy. He gets, you know, he gets revenge. We all feel good. But in real life, I mean, seriously, sometime later, what if it's the wrong guy? And you're right. He should have picked up the phone and said, a guy I think robbed me a couple of weeks ago is here, or just trailed him or something. But what he did was over the line. As heroic as it seems and as Hollywood as it seems, it was probably, well, it was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and I think the courts are going to send a message here, Freddie, don't you? Because they don't want to see other people, you know, taking the law into their own hands and sort of this copycat thing.
No, I agree, absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, this really could have had a miserable finish. I mean, bad enough if the guy, say for some reason it had escalated and he killed the guy, and even if that guy was guilty, should he die over some flowers, number one? Number two, what if the guy died and it was the wrong guy?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we'll have to see how this shakes out. If he does do some jail time, I'm wondering if the guy that did get apprehended, he might send to David Chen some flowers in prison.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Freddie, thanks as always. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next Monday.
MacArthur, I'm loving you.
There is Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.